This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 780, How to Crush Your IELTS Speaking Test.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn the most up-to-date and native phrases to describe winning, not just in sports, but in your life as well.
Hey Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's in the middle of U9 kids soccer season right now.
Oh, right.
And I'll tell you what, our game on Saturday, these boys were crushing it.
Like, crushing it.
They started out the season not so hot because they like to just be silly more than play, which is cool. They're like 8 years old.
Right.
But oh my gosh, on Saturday, they were just killing it. Like, we won. It was our first game that we won of the season. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. What a good feeling, and good for them to experience that. They have to experience both losing and winning, right?
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I think, Lori, it's so much better to like start off kind of like middling to low level and then have, as a young person, experience what it's like to work hard and improve, like to see results from your effort.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so important.
I love that. And then occasionally it's fun to go to like pro competitions, pro games. I actually went to a Dodgers game last Tuesday, which was really fun because, you know, the Dodgers used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, and then they became the LA Dodgers. So, you know, but, you know, when I go to baseball games, to be honest, it's more about the hot dogs, the peanuts, the hanging out, drinking a beer, talking to your friend. Not so much the competition. I'm not in it to see them kill it. You know, I'm just there for the atmosphere.
Because baseball games are so long.
Like,
you really can't be like fully tuned into the game the entire time. I think that's impossible. It really is just more of an atmosphere thing. Oh my gosh. You know what else is so awesome?
What?
The league that James plays for, they have this special thing that we could sign up for. Mm-hmm. And the first like 20 people to buy Thorns tickets. So Thorns are the professional women's team that we have in Portland with some World Cup athletes on there, no less.
Yes.
And the first 20 people to sign up, the kids get to participate in a mini game on the field before the big game starts.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. It seems like soccer's a big deal in Portland, Oregon.
Totally.
I think that's pretty cool. More so than other U.S. cities. I mean, our listeners know, like our listeners are from Brazil or Italy, right? They are big into soccer. In the U.S., you guys know that in general, we're not super into soccer, but I think Portland is kind of an exception to that, your city.
For sure. Portland is an exception to many rules, I feel like. But yeah, totally. Like, even if the Timbers, our MLS team, which I'm sure Brazilians would like laugh at if they watched our quote unquote professional soccer. But even if they're not doing so hot, right?
Yeah.
They still have a rabid fan base. Like, people love the Timbers here.
That makes me think, I think another episode, we should go into the concept of women, female prize money in soccer in the U.S. and relate that to speaking part 3, like a phenomenon in society. Maybe we should do that.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow on the show.
Good reason to come back and listen, guys.
Done. All right. Sports theme this week, you guys.
Yes.
So, of course, we're talking about sports and winning and losing because we are going to give you guys awesome native phrases today for winning.
Yeah. And where would this come up on IELTS? Are we talking about speaking, writing, and which parts of the test could we be talking about winning?
I would say most likely speaking, anywhere on the speaking test, honestly. So part 1, you could be asked about your sports experience, or if you're into sports, watching sports, a fan of sports.
Yeah.
And then part 2, you could describe like an event you saw, like going to a game or a competition. And part 3, further questions about competition versus cooperation. And if it's like important to keep score for kids, because there's a debate about that, right? Which I think is ridiculous. We should keep score. So this could definitely come up on your next IELTS test, guys.
Awesome. And as you guys hear us say a lot on this show, the way to differentiate yourself and get yourself that 7, 8, 9 is to show these interesting words, right? That's one way to do it. Okay. So that's why today we're going to give you the vocab you need so you can walk out of there, get your score report 2 weeks later, seeing that 7, 8, or 9. Ooh, a 9 would be great.
Right. And like, guys, like if you're listening to the show a lot, and I hope you are, you've heard a lot of success stories lately, and people who do well on the speaking exam talk about how they loved it. Like they enjoyed their experience. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, the phrases today are just fun. Like they will help you enjoy speaking English for sure.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Let's not leave our listeners in suspense any longer. So.
Oh my gosh. I know. You guys are waiting on pins and needles for this vocab. So the first phrase, which I love, is a front runner. And I am positive you guys don't know this phrase.
Yeah.
I'm 99% sure you guys don't know this phrase. So that's why it's so good for the test. So Lindsay, what is a front runner?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. So this is probably the person who is, I'm not sure if it's the person who's ahead in the particular game or they're the person that's expected to win, like the number one seed in tennis. Which one is it, to be honest? I don't know.
I think it's more of an expectation.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if somebody is favored to win, right? Mm-hmm. If they're like the better team or the better athlete, then they are the front runner.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. And then different sports have their ways of differentiating and identifying these people. Like I said, in tennis, they seed you. And I'm not sure what they do in the other sports like football or basketball. But yeah, a front runner is the person that is expected to win the strongest, right? They are expected to crush it. Let's lead into the next word.
Hello, everyone. You know the best way to crush it on IELTS speaking and writing is by having amazing vocabulary. You can build your personal power vocabulary list on our All Ears English app and improve your listening with real-time transcripts. Go right now, guys, and start your free trial today on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, I just want to note, like, real fast that front runner guys could also be used for any competition, even if you're applying for a job, right? Because, like, Lindsay and I are looking for a new team member right now for All Ears English.
Yes.
And we have our ideas of who is a front runner, right? So that's another application. So, okay, crushing it. I love this so much. Like, this does make me smile to use this phrase. So if someone is crushing it, it just means they are doing exceptionally well. And again, like, it's not just sports. It could just be anything.
And I think if you were, guys, to use this in a non-sports way that actually worked, that would show even higher fluency, right?
Totally.
Jessica, the metaphorical sense. That would really, really, you know, you could say, oh, I'm just crushing it in my career these days, right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of natives using this as far as like describing spheres of their life or their life in general.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing just really well in life right now, like you are just crushing it at work and you're dialed in with your family. You're just like, everything is going well. You're like, I am crushing life right now.
Yes, I love it. And then, so that's one. And then another one that I think is really similar is killing it. Or killing it, but really we drop the G and we say killing it. You're killing it.
Oh my gosh, guys, you have to like mimic our pronunciation today for these phrases and practice describing yourself using these phrases. Like it's positive.
Oh yeah.
And guys, if you want to go the extra mile and make it even more native, you could add the descriptor straight up. So straight up is like really or very, right? Or totally. So if you're like doing super, super well at anything, including sports, you could be like, I am straight up killing it today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So again, in terms of meaning, guys, crush it and killing it, crushing it, killing it, very similar, right? Very yeah. similar and very in style right now, right? These totally. Are not dated phrases. We're not giving you phrases from the 90s. These are current, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, like when we were thinking about today's topic, because we wanted to talk about winning, mm-hmm. I remember in the early 2000s, people were making fun of the actor Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Right. And that became kind of, yeah. a thing for a while. People would just say winning, and that's so old. Nobody says it anymore. And oh. so just be aware.
I think I totally missed that whole thing. Oh. yeah, that's okay.
That's yeah, no, that's totally fine. It's not important. Okay. So the next phrase that people are using, and this is lovely. And I would say this is more for sports, more yeah. like specifically to be on a winning streak. This is nice.
Yeah. So, you know, this can happen in any sport when a team or an individual player, like in tennis, is just winning every match or game, right? They just yeah. keep winning.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say like if you have like three or more consecutive wins, yes. right? Then you could say like that person or that team is on a winning streak. So that's an awesome phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. So we taught you a lot of great sort of slangy stuff to say, but there's also a formal phrase we want to teach you.
Yeah. So I love this. So the verb is to eclipse, right? Yes. Meaning to essentially to defeat, right, Jessica?
Yeah, totally. But like in a huge way. So yeah. I wouldn't say like this has to be quite a large margin of winning, like mm-hmm. to completely destroy the competition or to destroy. Like if it's like a running race or whatever in track, like to win by a whole minute, right? Like mm-hmm. a huge win would be to eclipse the competition.
Yeah, I love it. And if you think about like an eclipse where things go dark, right? It just yeah. takes over totally. And it dominates, right? So yeah. to eclipse the guy. So it's nice, guys, on the IELTS exam, you do have to do this, right? To get that high score, you have to mix in more formal, high level words with slangy words, and you have to do yes. it at the right time in the right place, right? And how do we know how to do that, Jessica? Like where these words belong on the test?
Yeah, you know what? Really, guys, you have to be watching and listening to a lot of native speakers, mm-hmm. you know, because you can't be so prescriptive as to say, like, only use informal slang in part one and only use yeah. academic language in part three. Like, that's not realistic because yeah. even in part one, there's a mix of tones. So yeah. you could have a question that's like super informal, right? Like, what do you like to do in your free time? But then there could be a follow-up question in part one that's like, was it important to like, do you have a memorable win from when you were younger or something?
Right.
And so in expressing the story, you could definitely use like, I remember I was really fast and I would eclipse the competition when I would run hurdles. So it is like just getting an ear for the language, right? Listening yeah. to a lot of native speakers using the language. And then sure. if you're not sure, you have to ask a native speaker. So that's why our Facebook group is the best, because yeah. you can ask our team of not only IELTS experts, but native speakers, and we could tell you if it's like appropriate or not.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's the combination of being immersed in the native language and then having a place to go to ask questions. Because I wonder about people who just prepare on their own. I mean, who do they ask these questions to? Right? Where do you actually go if you're just using a textbook? Where do you go? I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. There is nowhere to go. Yeah. And you know what, guys? If you're in our Facebook group as well, I do like extra classes in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like on October 12th, I'm doing a Facebook Live class
yeah.
all about vocabulary for task two. So guys, if you're not a three key student, get in before that.
Definitely.
Not only for the class, but because on October 14th, the prices are going up.
Oh, that would be a really important thing to do to get right in there. You definitely want to be able to attend that class. It's on a Saturday, so a lot of people yes. should be able to go to it. Anyone who's already in the Facebook group in the course can see it for free. Yes. And then, of course, you beat the crowd coming into the course for the price increase on the 14th. So, Jessica, where can our listeners go to get in now to lock in that low price?
Yeah, so special links just for podcast listeners, guys, because you also get an additional bonus for the speaking exam. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic, or if you want classes, Skype classes, one-on-one, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right, this has been fun, and I hope you enjoy the next soccer game. Good luck to the kids.
Thanks. I'll tell them. I'll let them know you said that.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.